USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After the first reported death in the U.S. from the coronavirus, officials are banning travel to Iran. Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says information is coming in from across the country.
This includes the first reported death in the United States from COVID-19, as well as the first reported case in a healthcare worker and the first possible outbreak in a skilled nursing facility.
At a news conference, President Trump had identified the person as a woman, but Washington's governor said it was a man. Health officials have confirmed a second case of the virus in the U.S. from a person who hasn't traveled internationally or come in contact with anyone who has the virus. An Italian hotel federation said the nation's tourism industry is tanking. Over 90% of their bookings have been canceled due to the virus. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
U.S. and Taliban negotiators signed a historic peace deal that seeks to end nearly two decades of U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan. The agreement was signed in a ceremony at the Taliban's Doha, Qatar headquarters. The agreement includes a timeline for the U.S. military withdrawal, which includes a deadline of 135 days for about 4,400 troops to depart. The signing ceremony came after a week-long reduction in violence. The U.S. made the commitment to that partial ceasefire a condition of the signing of the peace deal. In South Carolina, President Trump spoke at a rally in Charleston. He once again downplayed the coronavirus and had some harsh words for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
They keep talking about the virus. Oh, the virus. Is Trump doing a good job? Oh, I don't think so. Gee, I don't think so. Chucky Schumer. No, I don't think he's doing a good job. This guy doesn't know he's alive. Oh, what bad people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Today is a very special day, but some scientists are trying to eliminate it. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
With today being Leap Day, February 29th, a radical new calendar proposal promises to eliminate leap years and time zones. And according to the professors who designed it, save you $575 at minimum every year. Steve Hanke and Dick Henry, professors at Johns Hopkins University, tout their new calendar as very close to perfect and argued that the current system is costing us time and money. Alexander Boxer, the author of A Scheme from Heaven, examined on CBS This Morning how we organize dates.
It's a fascinating topic. What could be more fascinating than how we fit into time and our relationship with time and our relationship with the universe?
He said the leap year marked the end of an attempt to sync up the calendar with the cycles of the moon.
The founder of Trader Joe's has died. Mark Coulomb has more.
For Joe Coulomb, passed away late last night at his Pasadena home. Joe Jr. told Pasadena Star News that his father was a Renaissance man who was a sharp businessman and a unique thinker. The San Diego native opened his first namesake market on Arroyo Boulevard in Pasadena in 1967. It has since grown into a chain of more than 500 stores in 40 states. Coulomb is survived by his wife, three children, and six grandchildren. He was 89 years old.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.